Hey, and welcome to the Sluggard Beer Podcast, craft beverage podcast. All right, John's here, Steven's here.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, today we're going to be drinking the Haw River Snow Hands.
Which I am a fan of Haw River.
I am a fan of Haw River. They, not everything's great, but most things that are great are really great.
Yep.
Today we're going to be drinking Snow Hands, which is a, they describe it as a Amber Trappist Dark Strong Ale. The fuck? I've had an Amber Ale and Trappist Ale and Amber Trappist Ale. I've had Dark Strong Ales, but I've never had an Amber Dark Strong Ale.
So this is a new one for you.
Yes, and as it pours, it does, I mean, there's a little amber down there, I guess.
Yeah.
Where the light's
a little,
hitting it.
A little light at the bottom of the tunnel.
And it might be a little lighter than a normal dark ale.
True.
I'll give you that. It is also brewed with Maine maple syrup and foraged spice bush berries.
So they actually go out, like a team of them go out in the woods and forage.
Yes, and get spice bush berries, which I have no idea what that fucking is.
This is a North Carolina brewery, Saxapaw, I believe.
Yes.
Are there spice bushes in North Carolina?
I don't know. If you look at, I Googled them earlier, and they looked like tea berries.
Tea berries. Hmm.
Do you think it's possible it's tea berry? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I love tea berry.
Yeah.
I used to, like, when I ran a trail club, I'd take kids out in the woods hiking, and I would always freak them out by picking tea berry and eating it with not telling them what it was. Because, you know, growing up, you're always told, don't pick berries and eat them.
Right.
And then I would teach them what tea berry was.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I love the
trail. Dude from Into the Wild, he ate the wrong berry.
He did.
He died.
He did, yes. Dead. I watched that not that long ago.
A school bus.
For the very first time I ever watched it.
It was a good movie.
Yep. Let's see. They even tell you what to pair this with on the label. So I'm going to read this, then we'll try the beer and decide if that's a good fucking treat.
We should have cooked with this one.
Pairs with bacon avocado salad, smoked cheddar, venison stew, or salted caramel fudge.
See, as I read that, I read it smoked cheddar venison stew. Like venison stew with smoked cheddar, which sounds great.
It does. I just did not see it that way. Just see the little badger on the beaver on the label? That's adorable. I think it's a groundhog, but that is adorable.
It's subtle.
It is. It's like part of the barcode almost.
He saw its shadow. Now there's six more ways
to work. But this is their sister beer, by the way, to Sun Hands, which I have no fucking idea what that is.
Well, I would assume it would be out this summer, so we might do it later on.
Right. It's made with dandelions.
Dandelions.
I don't know. I've had a dandelion beer.
I prefer winter beers over summer beers.
I do, too. That's why I'm glad we're trying this. Have you smelt it yet?
Doing so now.
Okay. Let me know what you get in there. What whiff you get?
Smoky berries, dark berries.
There is a berry, yeah. Plum. A lot of candy sugar, though, from that Belgian candy sugar. Yeah.
It's sweet. Cherries, dark cherries.
Oh, yeah. And this is 10%. And you're right. It is from Saxapaw.
Which I've always wanted to go to the brewery because I was told, I don't know this for a fact, that it's an old mill.
Hmm.
So they converted it into a brewery.
I had heard that it was a brothel.
Maybe so. Maybe it was a mill brothel brewery or a brothel mill brewery.
I made
or it was a brothel while it was a mill. Because things get boring as that wheel's turning.
Saw you log, baby.
That's right.
There you go. I don't know. I made all that up. But it is 10%, so I'm excited to drink it because I like double-digit beer. Low maple syrup.
I'm not getting as much maple syrup as a little bit on the back end, but I'm getting a blast of berries there.
I got berries on the I'm getting the other way. I'm getting maple syrup at first, then berries at the end. Maybe it's this deviated septum on the Coke.
I need taking a couple more drinks. But yeah, it was just it could have been that it was so quick, but the berries hit you like a ton of bricks.
And I enjoy this. I'm not trying to downplay this beer. I really like it. It's another one of those, and that's the downside of our little 15-minute podcast here, is that I think if we let it warm up more, this is really going to open up.
It's a lot to it right now, actually.
Yeah.
And I think you're actually right. I took a second sip, and there is slight maple, but it's just like a punch of different berries, like a handful of berries being crammed in your mouth is, you know, of course, the cherries and the plums and everything and whatever spice bush. I don't know. I've never had it. It could taste like that, maybe.
I think David Beckham gets a spice bush.
True.
Yeah. True. You like that?
I do.
You know, this could be tea berry. I could taste a little bit of that.
I've not had tea berry in ages.
And see, it might just be that I said it, and now that's in my head what I've got.
Yeah, now you're thinking.
But back when I had a brewery, I wish I'd thought tea berry beer, because that's fucking ingenious.
Right.
I'm a little jealous if that's what it is.
This is a good winter beer, though.
It is. And, I mean, it's not what you'd expect out of a winter beer. You'd almost think something heavier. Not higher alcohol, but
not that this is light, but...
No, heavier mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good beer.
I enjoy it.
I'm very happy with it. It's definitely something – I don't know if I would have picked this up because you got this.
I did. I actually bought this in Asheville, North Carolina, and our last trip there, actually, for your wedding.
At my wedding. Yeah,
at man. Your wedding. And so when I got bored at the wedding, I'm like, I'll go buy some beer.
Bored of the wedding? You stayed fucking drunk at my wedding.
Let's No.
Well, I did.
I don't know what you're talking about. I definitely had a lot of Trapel.
Yes.
From Twin Leaf.
Yeah. Next time I'm there, I'm buying a crowler of that just so we can
do it. They do Trapels very well.
That was a great beer.
Yes.
And the price wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't at all.
It was like $90 for that kid.
That's definitely a wedding beer.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what you pair with weddings traditionally, but a Trapel seems about...
Cake.
I couldn't care less about the cake with the Trapel there.
Yeah, I still have some cake. We saved that top tier like we're supposed to.
Right.
I like this beer. I really want to go to this brewery.
I
feel like this would be a really interesting brewery to hit on our little beer ventures we both like to take. And I get it. It's a great little winter beer. They do a great job of combining all their flavors. I am letting mine sit for a minute because I think as it warms up, those flavors might spread out and we'll be able to taste a little bit of separation.
Right.
Because the one thing that you're not getting is a lot of beer underneath.
Right.
So, would you buy it again?
I should mention this too. The price is $9, and that was in Asheville, North Carolina. Most of their bottles are $9, $10.
Yeah.
And not small bottles, or what, 375
milliliter
bottles?
Yeah, it's a 375.
And to be honest with you, whenever I see this brewery, as long as it don't sound standard, I buy it, no matter what.
I agree.
It's always good.
And if not, it's always interesting.
That's right.
So, I would probably buy it once more.
I'd buy it next winter.
Yeah.
After I've had some hands.
I don't know if it would be my yearly go-to or anything like that, but, I mean, I do enjoy it.
Win in Asheville.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand. All right. One more beer?
Yep.
All right. Here's beer number two. This is the Brewery, B-R-U-E-R-Y, Bakery Stout. This is a 13% ABV beer. It's barrel-aged imperial stout blended with pastry stout, whatever the fuck that is, with coconut and vanilla added. Now, this is from Placentia, California, which is the most disgusting town in California.
Which is saying something.
It really is. I feel like San Diego, which means whale's vagina, was going for it, going for the record, and Placentia came and took the cake. That's a pretty highly rated beer.
It's a nice looking can,
Beer
too.
Advocate. Yeah, it's really cool. The brewery, I mean, they're very uniform in their labels, but they make neat little stuff. I associate the brewery and perennial with each other a lot. Yeah. Maybe because they're side by side in the beer shop we go to.
Yeah.
But also, they tend to make similar beer.
I agree. And this one here, I think this is the first 16-ounce can by the brewery that I bought. And it wasn't cheap. It was $10. But, yeah, I mean, it's 13% alcohol. The brewery usually produces very good quality stuff, same with perennial. Now, let's smell this.
I'm taking a good little whiff. I'm getting a little bit of a fruitiness on the front, like a citrus, which I'm assuming is coming from the coconut, which I'm actually allergic to, so I'm taking a good chance on this beer.
And if you have an allergic reaction before this is over with, I will, in fact, rate this higher.
I will go with that rating. I will just follow whatever you do.
You'll have to follow.
I feel like it's a minor enough coconut that I'll be fine. But I'm getting a little bit of chocolate underneath that.
Dough. I'm getting dough. A little bit of dough, like you're actually baking bread or something.
Like a yeast infection.
I like my version better. It sounds more drinkable.
I just assumed you would know what a yeast infection. Because who wants to drink a
yeast infection?
I assumed you would know what it tastes like.
No. You brought it up. I believe you should describe the taste of that.
But it does have a good smell. It's pretty high in ABV. 13, I believe, is what we said.
Yeah, 13%. That's big.
And you get a little bit of alcohol burn in the nose at the end of it.
You do.
What you got on taste there?
Well, I tell you, I think the top of the can, it says now serving coconut macaroons. I think that describes it perfectly. I do get the coconut. I do taste macaroons.
I taste a lot of barrel and a little bit of coconut.
On the back end. Barrel on the back end, chocolate on the back end, but up front, coconut.
See, macaroons. I'm getting barrel on the front end. I'm liking it, but I like the Haw River we had earlier more. I think this is a good beer, but I don't know if it's worth $10 for a 16-ounce can.
I agree with you. $10 is steep. It is steep. And almost didn't buy it. And the reason why I did buy it is specifically for what we're doing it for now.
I get that.
I mean, I wouldn't pay $10 for a 16-ounce can drink by myself. That's
no.
I ain't rich, and a lot of these breweries need to realize that the people that drink their stuff aren't rich.
And there for a while, the brewery was doing a really good job of releasing 350 milliliter bottles of some of their stuff.
For decent price.
$6
but
a piece.
But there's not been the stouts. They've been the golden ales, some wild ales, stuff like that, but they've not been the stouts. Every time I've bought a stout from them, it's been $15, $20. $30, $35 would be the top dollar that I paid for one. That's one of the Melange ones, a blended barrel.
I remember. Yeah. We have spent a lot of money on the brewery.
I mean, if you figure you take a $35 bottle, you could get a very, very good quality bourbon for $35.
Yeah, or three really quality beers that we've tried on the show. Because I mean, you can spend $10 and get a good beer.
Oh, you can. You could spend $4 and get a good beer.
And that's my biggest problem with this brewery, with Cascade Brewing Company.
I won't touch Cascade. I won't even look at Cascade because when you're $30 for about every beer, that's BS.
I agree. And like I said, my wife and I bought one the other day because we found it on sale. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it'll be months before she even wants to drink it. But I agree with you. They priced themselves out of my even inkling that I want to try it.
Right.
Because in my mind, you're not going to be worth it.
No. And, like, and that will play a factor. As soon as you take a drink, that might be a very good beer, but you're going to sit there and, you know, $30?
Yeah. Buy. And in reality, I can afford a $30 beer. I can buy it, and I'll swallow the loss and go on. But I know it's not going to be worth it.
Right.
Beer shouldn't cost that much.
No.
And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, no, they're just being cheap, fuck you. I don't care.
To an extent, it's gotten out of hand. This is a relatively 1 or 2 years, you know, that this has been happening. These weren't on the shelves at this price a couple years ago.
No, I agree. But, and because when we started doing bottle shares together, it was $10 each.
Right.
We each brought a $10 bottle, and it was easy to buy.
Yeah.
A $10 bottle apiece. Then we had to up it to like 12. Every now and then we would go really wild. And we'd do like $25 to $30 a bottle. And we would buy something really special.
Yeah.
And save it and cellar it and share it with each other. And it turned into like, oh, you want to spend $30 on a bottle? No.
Yeah.
And so we just stopped. We stopped doing it and we went to Pounders, really, because I think a lot of breweries have started releasing in Pounder cans, probably because it makes more sense financially.
Mm-hmm.
They can do their flagships in that, release 4-packs. They can do their specialties, release singles. They can price it different. It's perfect. Whereas if you use 750 milliliter, you're stuck with – if you do a flagship in that, you're never going to sell it.
Right. So, but you know, also too, you know, with these cans, the price should be going down, not up.
Well, I agree. Canning's cheap. I can attest to that. I've ran the price point.
I think on this particular beer, I think because it's from the brewery and the fact that they know it's a damn good stout, I think they marked it up.
I agree. I think if I had the chance to buy it again, and like I said, I think I have one in my closet. I don't think I'd do it.
No. This was a one-time deal, and that's what I say about a lot of these. It's a one-time deal.
Yeah. It's a good trying beer. Share it with a friend if you want to try it. You're not going to sit there and drink a whole can of this just sitting around by yourself. If you do, I hate that for you. You really shouldn't have to.
That's an expensive night of drinking right there.
Yeah. I just don't feel like it's necessary.
No.
But, all right. Well, this is the Sluggard Craft Beverage Podcast, and we'll be back with you later on.